with SRN News, Amit Thomason. The winds have been whipping and the heavy rain falling in waves across the mid-Atlantic region this morning as Tropical Storm Debbie continues moving to the north-northeast, right up the eastern seaboard.
There's still quite a bit of heavy rainfall with it and even a tornado threat. Those are the two biggest hazards going forward, will be the continuation of a flood threat and tornado risk.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says Debbie has picked up some speed, meaning the flooding rain should be moving out a bit faster. The storm is headed toward the northeast, including the big cities along the east coast. At least 9 people are dead in what Ukrainian officials say was a Russian airstrike on a shopping mall. Also at SRNnews.com, the issue is health care for non-citizens as 15 states take the Biden administration to court.
It's over a rule that's expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll next year in the Federal Affordable Care Act's health insurance. The states filed a federal lawsuit Thursday in North Dakota. It's one of the states involved, and the others are Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Virginia. The states are seeking to block the rule from taking effect November 1st and providing people known as Dreamers access to tax breaks when they sign up for coverage. Keith Peters reporting.
September 10th, the day former President Trump is to debate Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris on ABC. Mr. Trump is pushing for some additional debates. California Governor Gavin Newsom threatening local governments of cities and counties with a loss of state aid next year if they don't start clearing out homeless encampments and moving the homeless into shelters. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher at the moment. The Dow futures up 6 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 12, and the S&P futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News. The governor of Minnesota embraces transgenderism.
That's not all that surprising, given the fact that Tim Walz is a Democrat. But it matters more now that he's Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate and could one day be one step away from the White House. During his time as governor, Walz raised a lot of eyebrows when he signed a law requiring that feminine hygiene products be made available in the male bathrooms at all public schools and universities in Minnesota. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
August 2024 marks the 10-year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities were killed in the city of Mosul and the surrounding areas. Iraq's Assyrian Christians suffered greatly. In Mosul, ISIS marked Christian homes and either killed those inside, drove them out, or forced them to pay a tax historically levied upon non-Muslims. The exact death toll may never be known. This is SRN News. Political analyst John Kroshauer says the Democrat convention may feature violent eruptions by pro-Hamas demonstrators.
Kroshauer tells the Salem Radio Network the party has been trying to accommodate both pro- and anti-Israel factions.
I think the Democratic thinking, Harris's thinking, is that you kind of triangulate.
A compromise, he says, is made even more elusive by the party's unwillingness to condemn the often violent pro-Hamas tactics.
The fact that you feel like you have to kind of strike a middle ground rather than just say this is unacceptable behavior.
A stance, he says, could embolden the protesters to conduct violent demonstrations at the party's upcoming convention in Chicago. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia's government has declared the situation in the Kursk region a federal-level emergency. The declaration comes 4 days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured across the border. It appeared to be Kiev's biggest attack on Russian soil since the start of the war. More details, SRNnews.com.